Thank you. I primarily instruct undergrads, but there may be some stuff in this that might apply to extension as well. And I have some of my guinea pigs, I think, in the front row right here, too, so you can ask them questions about how this was when I'm done. First off, I really, really value lab and field time. I cannot imagine how you would teach agriculture, soils, natural resources, crops, anything without being out there. So I came at doing this from necessity, not me thinking, oh, this is a new cool idea. But I was happy with the outcome. So time and pressure led me to do this. People ask me, you got to teach another lab class. Okay, how am I going to fit that in a week? So this was my answer to that. I'm also skeptical of online content in terms of education and instruction, just so you know. But I was happy with how this turned out. So the course I chose to work in is my soil physics class. That sends shivers down anyone's spines from remembering that. Mm-hmm. Ooh, right? It's a good class. But it's set up to be lecture and lab, and my approach is very much measurements and applied math in the class. My course is taken by folks that major in soils, but then also by folks that minor in it that include water resources, forestry, geology, you name it. Lots of different students in there. So what did I do? I took 2 3-hour lab sections because I thought, well, what can I be efficient in? And it's got to be something that I'm doing more than once. And I needed time, essentially. So I removed an hour from each of those labs. I didn't want to give up the lab. Still wanted to do the same thing in the lab, but I had to somehow accomplish the same thing in less of my time, about the same amount of their time, more or less. So I created a video tutorial that would take up the approximately hour where I would explain, here's the equipment, here's the procedure, here's where you might mess up, and what's the application. So I turned that into a video. And of course, I posted my written procedure like I usually do. And then I think accountability is a pretty good piece here. And so I added a quiz that reflected on the content of both the video and the lab procedure to make sure that my students were doing this and give me some feedback that they were doing it and making sure that this was working. So I think I just explained this, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So replace the explanation, the equipment, the demonstration. I paid particular attention to how you can mess up on specific parts of the procedure, on the touchy stuff. And so the carrot out here, or the stick, however you look at it, to maintain accountability was this quiz, and that was about 10% of the grade. Right, so not a huge piece, and my students didn't know it at the time, but they were very similar questions to what was actually part of their lab report and the eventual outcome anyway. So I didn't really change my content, I just moved it before. And I know if the students are doing it. I can see online if they've taken the quiz or not when they show up to lab, and then I know. The questions have to be really good, though, I think, for this to work. And I'll give you an example. If any of you have done the bulk density where you coat an aggregate in wax, mm-hmm. right? So I wanted to ask penetrating questions about the procedure and about the math that they're going to use to make sure that they actually understand what they're about to do in lab before they get there. So if you're not familiar, right, you take an aggregate, you coat it in wax, and then you get its displacement in water. You have to subtract the displacement and the mass of the wax and everything. So I ask them, how will your bulk density results be affected if wax enters the pores of your aggregate? Right, you're going to have to think about that for a second, right? It's not a simple multiple choice question. And then, you know, I have a little fun too, right? I got to put that in there. Why is there wax in the soil anyway? But then my answers, they're going to have to think about these and maybe even look at the procedure and look at the equation there and figure out what's going on. So not simple questions. I don't think that would work. So I surveyed my students. I also followed their outcomes in terms of their lab grades, their exam grades, and their eventual course grades. But some student responses here. So did you use the pre-lab videos? And pretty good response. Yeah, they were using them. What's that? Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. No. So did they help you prepare for lab compared to other lab courses you've taken or are taking? And pretty good response here. You can't make everybody happy. But I got most of them into that category of most of the time or always I felt more prepared this way. Did you use the pre-lab videos or did you find them useful for other studying purposes? So I had this idea that maybe students would look back at these to study. Not so much. It's kind of scattered here. Maybe a few times anyway. And then, is it important that your interest be captured for you to learn something? I almost don't want to show you whether or not I captured their interest. I can't remember if I put that slide in here or not. But most of them said, yep, you got to catch my interest. I think there was recently an article in the CSA magazine, right, about cat videos, and we should make all our stuff more like cat videos. I didn't do that, but they were at least high quality anyway. But that would be something in the future I'd try to do is to capture interest more. Then did my quizzes or activities prepare them for lab? Pretty good response here, most of the time to always anyway. Did the quiz or activity help you learn and apply that knowledge of lecture topics and assignments? I try to make this stuff integrate as much as I can, and it looks like there was some carryover there. Of course, what I used to do, right, was just give them the electronic version, and then we'd come to lab. So did the electronic version of the lab procedure help you prepare? Certainly, it did. But then did the pre-lab help you prepare more than just reading it? And the overwhelming response here was, yes, this video approach anyway really helps me to be ready for lab. And then tried to ask the same question the opposite way to make sure they were paying attention. Would it have been preferable just to read the lab procedure rather than watching the video and completing the quiz? And overwhelmingly, we're skewed towards no. We want to do it like this. Accountability, right? I said this was important. So did the quiz or activity make you feel accountable? And overwhelmingly towards always, or at least most of the time. I think this is critical if you're going to try to use a model where there's pre-content like that, that there's some accountability measure there. Did the approach make use of your time efficiently? So the beginning of this was all about me and my time and making sure that that worked out well. But at the same time, I was very aware that I wanted to deliver things at the same level that I had at least before. But student response here still is, well, yeah, I can do this whenever I want. It's not a scheduled time. I can do it anytime, and I usually left it open for a week prior to lab that they could do this, watch the online video, and then take the quiz before coming. So it allowed some flexibility there. Long question. Basically, I was asking, do you appreciate this approach? What would you think if this started applying to some other courses as well? And it was mixed. You know, a lot of students liked this idea, but there's certainly a subset of students that didn't like this approach. Can't make everybody happy. I'm pretty happy with the outcome here, and most of the students liked it, and the ones coming in the future will never know the difference. So I also asked this question in sort of a yes or no form. Do you feel shortchanged on your education by switching to this kind of system where some instructional time in the lab is reduced? And, you know, it's about 80-20 here. Most of them said, yeah, this is good. And a few of them said, yeah, I would feel shortchange that I've lost this 1 hour of lab time. Like I said, the pre-lab activity was 10% in the grade. It was oddly predictive of student outcomes. So I bumble into all kinds of things. I didn't plan this. But the pre-lab activity score was an excellent predictor of how they were going to do on their exams and how they were going to do in the whole course. Remember, this is 10%, you know, five true false or multiple choice questions happening each week, and it was a little bit strange to me that I got this good a correlation. So here's exam averages. Don't judge me for being cruel to my students. And then the pre-lab quiz grade as percentage there. And there's a pretty strong relationship. It gets stronger still if you look at the final grades in the course. And this is actually approaching, my axes are kind of funky, but a one-to-one correlation. And I don't know if it's just because how I write questions and what I expect of my students. But this gave me another tool all of a sudden. I check in every week, and I can tell who's struggling immediately now. So this was an unexpected outcome for me, that now I've got a tool early in the semester that I can tell, hey, are you getting this? You know, what piece are you having trouble with? So unexpected outcome for me, but a happy one because I've got another tool now. Keys to this working out for me were support. So we had a communication and technology person on campus. I think there were some questions about making videos before. They really helped me do this. I had usually three video angles, one where you could sort of see the blackboard and me, one a little closer on me, and then the first person one a lot of times with video glasses when I'm doing the procedures. And they helped me edit them as well. It didn't hurt that somebody threw a little bit of money at me to do it. And then I needed some time to do this. Another key, that accountability, at least on the part of the students, and sorry for the typo there, portion of the grade, not grad, attached to the lab. Then I think the fact that the quiz or activity associated with this was difficult and required some time was an important part of this working out well. And then your content's got to be quality. Some of my editing may not be the best, but the video quality was really good. The sound quality was good. You could tell what I was saying. You could easily see what I was doing. Some other takeaways. It blew my mind. I didn't have any students that needed to repeat a procedure. That was the first time that it ever happened. So everything went really smooth in the lab. I was excited about that. You know, students came in, I'd ask, are there any questions? Yes or no, we deal with that, and then immediately we can start the procedure. You know, I might check in with them as they're working, but it just went like a clock then. Lab prep time for me now is much easier, right? I've done it, I made the video, I don't have to do it again. I do have to remember, which lab am I doing this week? Before I walk in, but there's not a whole lot that I need to do. But of course, when you get more efficient, you get more to do, right? So now I got another lab section of a different course. I guess the only other thing that I might add here is there was something on my mind. I think you could apply this to a lot of different laboratories. The reason that I picked this one is only because I don't go out in the field in this class. I'm just in the lab. In my other classes, I get out in the field sometimes, and I wasn't ready to cut off an hour because I often have to travel out in the field. But if it's a lab-based course, well, that worked for me to do this. And I should acknowledge anyway my students being my guinea pigs, the university kicking in a little money for me to develop this piece of the course. The Center for Communication and Information Technology on our campus, who helped me with the videoing and the editing, and then my college, who gave me a little time to work on this and kicked in a little bit of money as well. So, any questions about what I did? How long are the videos? They ranged from about 20 minutes to maybe 40 minutes. And I guess I would add that the time involved for the student anyway from switching from the old format to this one is about the same.
Yes, we do have time for more questions. Joey?
Just a comment. I was thinking, you know, when we get distracted by our phones and we miss what you're saying as a presenter, at least they can rewind and...
Absolutely. Did you ever rewind them?
It's affirmative across the board here.
You want to ask any of them anything? I'll plug my ears.
Okay, well, failing in more questions, but join me in thanking Jacob for this presentation here. Thank you.